Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name.
Javier Starks.
And thanks so much for joining us again, man. We spoke, a couple years ago, pre-pandemic. You were doing a bunch of cool events down. I think it was like the Lincoln Memorial, right?
Yes, sir. I was doing a concert series on the National Mall called Music at the Monument.
Right, Music at the Monument, yep. And it was a really cool series. You came in studio. It was great. But I'm glad you hit me up again because, ladies and gentlemen, Javier is doing something super cool and it's super unique, unlike any other story we've done on TOP. So let's start with the basics. So you're riding around on this really unique, it's what sort of like a skateboard, sort of like a little hovercraft. What do you even call this thing?
So this device, this magical device is called a one wheel, and it's designed reminds people of a skateboard because there are other devices that have single wheels, but not like a skateboard. But this one looks like a skateboard with one gigantic go-kart size wheel on it. And it's self-balancing and electric. So when the motor is engaged, it balances itself and you control it moving forward or backwards by tilting it. So like most electric skateboards and devices have a remote control that you use. And this one is just based on sensitivity and physical tact. Basically, you just tilt it to go. It's really intuitive. So if you're thinking to stop, you lean back, you know? Well, you don't lean, but you tilt it back. But the idea is that it, instead of it being like, oh, with my hands and feet and everything trying to be coordinated, you just tilt in the direction you want to go.
You just like the song. You just lean back. You're good. awesome. So where did you get your hands on this thing? Like, how did you even find out about it?
So a good friend of mine actually was planning to meet me somewhere one day. And then when he showed up, he's just riding this thing. It looks like he's like floating because it's so smooth. It's a gigantic tire filled with air, so it's just a smooth ride. And he pulls up, and I'm like, wait a minute, before you start talking to me, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's a one wheel. You want to try? Of course I want to try it. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, you can't just go up with that and expect you not
to try. What? You pull up in a floating car and then just start talking like, hey, how you doing? Like, no, what is this vehicle you're driving? So I tried it that day and fell in love with it. I was like, dude, this is next level, because I've been riding bike share. You know, I've done campaigns with Capital Bike Share and different companies in the area. I've done campaigns with around transportation and being active in the city. And I have been looking into a solution for getting to work and getting to and from without arriving sweaty or, you know, relying on the availability of something that could be just not available based on the busyness, you know. So when cherry blossoms are happening, there are no bikes, are just hard to come by, you know, and the buses don't run when you want them to. Right. Sometimes they get delayed and there's traffic with cars. And I'd be
not
all
to mention, not to mention pandemic, being on a bus with a bunch of people. This, you can be on your own.
There you go, you know. So, and that's been a godsend through the pandemic, because it's like, hey, you know, things are closed and everyone's isolated and, you know, you can go for a walk, but how far could you really walk, you know? But
it's so cool. But I just think it's so cool because not many people even know it exists, let alone you're so far beyond the whole, hey, here's this cool device story. You've taken it to another level. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, and I love how creative you are. You're like a Renaissance man with everything. So, of course, you're going to be with this, too. So, like, tell everybody your next big plan. You basically, you know, it's Forrest Gump just got out and just ran to the coast to coast and just kept – he felt like running. You felt like riding. You're going – you're going to take this across the country, right?
Right. That is the goal. So, right now, I'm at a place in my career as a one-wheel rider where I literally have riders – hitting me up from all around the world saying, hey, man, thank you so much for inspiring us with what you do with your posts, with your work with the youth. We're just excited to see what you do next. I'm preparing to put some merchandise out there, shirts and creative things for people to partake in. And I want to take the one wheel across country, not just to go to say that I've gone, because 24,000 miles, I've already gone cross country and back several times. But I want to show the world that electric is a feasible mode of transportation. We want to raise awareness for green initiatives. We want to push the world in a more positive direction with how we use our resources in terms of lowering and lessening our carbon footprint is the goal. And I'm really excited about it. I haven't shared the idea with very many people, but the people who I have shared it with, they're like, dude, it goes in line with everything you're doing, you know, because of the music and work, you know, I'm a teacher as well, and making positive, curse-free music, just a lot of positive things. And so I'm like, yo, I fell in love with this electric skateboard. Why not take it to the next level and use it to raise awareness for a cause that rings true in my heart, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. So, like, I know you're probably still working out some of the specifics in your mind, but, like, do you have, like, a map planned out? Like, and where are you going to depart? Where are you going to end up? Are you just going to, like, crash at whatever hotels you can on the way? Like, how do you even have an idea yet?
So I do have an idea. A lot of it has been pieced together so far, but there are plenty unknown variables. So the idea, not only to just go, is to film a documentary talking about my life. I've had a very, let's say, interesting life, and I've seen quite a few things. And I was thinking to myself, well, why not tell my story from start to finish while traveling across country? So the idea is to create a documentary while traveling, talking about my life. And to do so will require a team, and to do so in the way that I envision, I'm hoping to lock in some sponsors, specifically Tesla, mm-hmm. Red Bull, Nike, Off-White, Under Armour. These are companies that I love to partner with to bring it to life for the sake of making sure that the story is told in a grand way, so that not only am I just riding across country and crashing at some random spot, but let's have a sponsor that could provide us with hotel access, or at least discounted hotel access. So whenever we arrive in the city, we could stay at a hotel as a team, you know, collect, or connect with different companies along the way. So let's say if Jason Fraley from WTOP Shoe Store was a sponsor per se, and he's in Chicago, well, that means that the trip needs to go through Chicago. You know what I mean?
Right.
So right now we have general paths that we could take, but it's really based on the sponsors that we end up connecting with to bring it to life. And if it becomes something where it's a stop here to greet certain people here and to talk about certain things here, that could elongate the process, because I'm thinking, to be honest, if I'm riding 100 miles a day, I think I could get across country in less than a month and a half for sure and back. The goal is to go cross country and back on the one wheel. So we're looking at a timeline. We have a bunch of ideas, but we don't want to try to make too many things concrete and plan around it. If someone's going to come in and say, hey, got a great idea, definitely throw some funds your way to make it larger than life, but we need you to come through Michigan. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, right. And then everything you planned about going through Texas is, you know what I mean? It's like, that's out the window. You know, we're not going to go from Canada to Mexico, you know, if we're going across country, per se. So, we have a lot of ideas. You know, I've been wearing these Livestrong bracelets for 10 plus years, maybe more. And it's really something that resonates, seeing that my mom is a breast cancer survivor now, you know, after me wearing these wristbands all these years. And so, like, something like a collaboration with Livestrong is definitely something that I think would be beautiful. And that would change things as well, because they have an arsenal of people who have gone cross-country, you know. So it really depends on the resources and the people that we come across and the information that we acquire, because we really want to make this something beautiful and dynamic that the world can become involved in, you know.
Oh, absolutely, man. And even the documentary, I can see it doing really well. You know, it's such a unique topic and getting out and seeing the country. I mean, Nomadland just won Best Picture, but you'd be kind of traveling the country on a skateboard instead of a van. I mean, I can see the potential. I'm trying to think what else should we talk about with this thing, man? When do you plan on embarking? I know it's still in the works, but if you had an ideal date of when you wanted to kind of leave out on this journey, when are you thinking?
So right now, I'm currently running a giveaway with the company that builds this. Future Motion is the name of the company. I'm running a giveaway to give away a free pint, which is a small version of the One Wheel XR that I ride. There's two versions. There's the XR and there's the pint. And so once I finish that giveaway towards the end of the month, I was hoping to have things in order to leave in June. That's the plan.
Awesome, June. Well, that'll be, you know, optimal weather for a drive.
Right. You know, because I'm thinking if it takes me, even if I gave myself a window of 4 months to go, I want to go and come back before it starts getting cold.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want your one wheel freezing up on you.
Right. Well, more of my hands. You know, the one wheel is tough. I've ridden it through both winters now since I received it in 2019. It's just that at certain temperatures, it just becomes tough to just enjoy the ride. It's like 20 degrees outside. I could still ride, but it's painful. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah,
absolutely. And that's a good, you raise a good point. Like what's the wear and tear on the actual device? I mean, like if it's logging that many miles, are these things meant to go that much or are you pushing the limit?
Right. Well, that was the interesting thing when I approached the company after I reached a certain point, because they were aware of me from the beginning. But after I started reaching a certain point, they're like, whoa, like we've never seen anyone put this many miles on one of them. And so now it's a testament to its durability, because it's not like I only ride casually. Like people need to know, I just did a 6 foot drop. I just jumped off of something that was 6 feet tall on a one wheel.
You're Tony Hawkins.
Come on now. I got so many tricks. I've seen some clips of some tricks as well. But I have tricks. I do drops. I jump downstairs. And on this board while I was still logging these miles. And, yeah, I've replaced many things. Of course, the tire is something that needs to be replaced constantly. But when I say constantly, we're talking like every 1,700, 1,800 miles or so. Right. Which –
constantly for you, person, but not for most people.
Right. For the average person may have had their one wheel more than a year and still not broken the 2,000 mile mark. You know what I mean? So
right,
like
exactly.
Every, you know, it's very relative to the person. For me, you know, these things just go a little bit quicker because I'm logging 1,100 miles a month, you know, at least on the low end. You know, I'm averaging about 40 miles a day.
That's insane. It's become way beyond a hobby at this point. It's sort of a lifestyle for you now.
It's definitely a lifestyle. I cannot remember a day since May 24th, 2019, after receiving my one wheel that I woke up and didn't think about going to ride it. I can't remember a day that I woke up and thought to myself, I got to ride to keep my record going. Not once. It's an absolute joy every time.
That's awesome. So wait, did you just completely, you know, sell your car? Like, or do you ride anywhere? Do you ever metro anywhere? Or is it all scooter, all skateboard?
There are sometimes in certain situations, like if it's raining, it's a downpour, just like the bicyclists in the Washington DC area. If it's raining, inclement weather, I try not to ride my board in those settings. I did the other day, get caught in a rainstorm. It's fine. You just get wet. But the board can take it. It's not designed to ride in the rain, you know, so I took it home. I disassembled it. I cleaned it out. I dried it off. Like, at this point, I can personally fix most things that go wrong with my board. And that's another cool thing about it. It's like it's very hands-on. A lot of the parts are interchangeable. You can purchase them yourself from vendors, companies that I work with, and you can replace it yourself if need be. But Future Motion, a company that builds it, also has a repair system. And We got options. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. But for the most part, I don't ride metro. I don't own a car anymore. This is my primary form of transportation.
That's so great. All right. Well, before we run, what is the device actually called? Like, where if folks wanted to get one themselves, like what should they be Googling? Like, what's the company?
If you wanted to get a one wheel yourself, what you need to Google is Surf the Capital. I actually work for the local licensed one wheel distributor, a wonderful gentleman by the name of Bruce Utus, who has helped me tremendously along my journey. We do weekly demonstrations, socially distanced, at Haynes Point from 11 a.m. to about 4:30-ish p.m. Sometimes we stop earlier, but rarely. Usually we go longer. At Haynes Point from 11 to about 5-ish, we should say. The information is on the website, capitalpaddlesports.com. But we do demos so people can come out and test drive, and we literally teach people how to ride from scratch. The average rider is probably riding by themselves in about 6 to 7 minutes, to be honest. Okay. And my youngest student is 5, and my oldest student is 60. 60-year-old James comes out every single week, faithfully, rides by himself for about 25, 30 minutes, and he's like, all right, Hop, I'm out. See y'all next week. He's like, literally every week, I got footage of this guy just showing up. He rides and he leaves and he comes back the next week. It's cool. Beautiful, because that says something about the experience of riding one on one. It's an experience. You flip this tire.
Awesome. And what did you say the company that makes it is called again?
Yeah, the company that makes it is called Future Motion. And so you can go to onewheel.com if you're more interested in purchasing one from them, based on if you're living somewhere else in the country, you know, if you're not in Washington, D.C., or if you can't make it to D.C. But if you're interested in test driving one before you purchase it, or if you'd like to have Bruce or myself come to your house and set up a demo and or deliver a board to you, Bruce delivers the board. So if Jason wanted a one wheel right now, you can give Bruce a call. Bruce will drive to Jason's house and bring him a one wheel. Teach you how to ride it. You'll be there already. But it's Future Motion. They make it. It's called the One Wheel. Not to be confused with other devices that just have one wheel, which are usually electric unicycles, because they're unicycles that are electric. So if you see one that looks like a bike tire,
right,
it's in between someone's legs, that's an electric unicycle. They're a very different machine. The One Wheel is a wonderful entry machine to the world of electric personal vehicles. And, I try to introduce everyone I meet to it, because once they try, 95% of the time they're like, dude, this is so amazing.
Well, I think the story is going to be so amazing. I think you're giving us a goldmine for a radio story especially we get that video, man. If you send that in sometime this week, we'll get it to our video team.
I got you.
I'll try to
have my word, yo.
Say again.
I say you have my word. I'll get that to you. I'm going to dig through my YouTube videos and take the best parts from a few of them and give you something. How long were you thinking? Like, a minute to two minutes, something short and sweet?
Yeah, I would say probably no more than like 3 minutes. Aim for like a minute or two. Because I don't know how, you know, God, people's attention spans are so short nowadays. But right. Also, I run into this myself doing like Oscar predictions or whatever. If I send them like a 5 minute video or more, like sometimes for some reason it takes forever to upload or send to each other through our little, you know, our portals and stuff. Right. I don't know why, but probably shorter is probably better.
It's a lot of data. Yeah, I'll keep it under 1 minute, and then if they're interested, we can provide links to other stuff where they can go and watch more.
All right, man. I think this is going to be awesome. So yeah, send it one day this week and I can get it to them. And then I'll probably try to run the story like one day next week. You think we'll be like the first, publication in the area?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I've reached out to a few people. They haven't gotten back to me. So if you'd be interested in helping me after you break the story, that'd be awesome. I'd love to get more coverage. You know, the more coverage, the better. Sure. Make it more ideal with raising the funds and getting all the pieces in order. I mean, right now, I have what I need. I could go cross country as is, right. You know, but it wouldn't be ideal. You know,
right. I want to do it right. Yeah.
There you go. I like to have a car with my team following me. And if we're going cross country to raise awareness for green initiatives, we can't be driving a gas car. You know what I mean? It's like there's reasons behind all these things. You know, you got it. If you're going to do electric, show them that electric is the way, you know? Exactly. And the more people I share this with, I know it's like if you get in front of the right people at these companies, they jump on board because there's nothing like it, you know?
I mean, the timing is right. You got everyone, you know, the president and everything talking about Green New Deal. Like, people are trying to get away, you know, and reduce carbon emissions. Like, I think the timing for it's perfect. So.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, you would be the first publication to break the story. Yeah, I mean, you're the first company. You're the first person to even hear the story. You know, no one, it's not public at all that I'm going cross country yet. So. You're literally the first person to know. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, obviously it'd be cool. It's cool to, you know, selfishly speaking, to be the one to break it. But I'm just more, not even that necessarily. I was just wondering, like, I just want to know how, if me holding off getting the video, running it next week was going to, you know, allow us to get scooped by the Post or something, then I would go ahead and run it this week. I was just trying to figure out the timing.
Yeah, no, you won't be, you won't, if we waited a week, you wouldn't be not the first still. And I'd love for you to be the first because you're awesome and I love you, man. You're a good dude, Jason.
Right back
so
at
by
you.
By all means, if I can help you by giving you a story to break, I'll gladly bring it to you first all the time, man.
Right back at you, Vin. And you're a great guy too. So if we can get you, you know, some exposure and if that could help lead to, you know, Under Armour sponsoring you or whatever you need, I can give you some contacts if you need a cinematographer. I'm sure you got all that kind of in the pipeline anyway, so no pressure at all, but whatever I can do to help.
Yeah, I'm definitely open. I got a few videographers in mind, but they're in a place where they're like, but my career, you know, so I'm like, all right, I feel you. You know, part of what I want to do when I raise the funds to go cross country, I want to create a budget. I had in mind at least $35,000-$40,000 for each person on the team who was going, you know. So it's not like, it's not a lie. You're not going to get rich filming it unless, you know, we go to Sundance, et cetera. Right. But I am planning to pay everyone involved something for their time.
Sure.
You know, we're not, but I can't do that if I don't raise money. You know what I mean? And then it makes it harder for people during a pandemic to say, I'm going to drop everything I'm doing to leave for 3 months to film this video that might not do what we wanted to do, you know, so.
But if you get the funds together, that could be a fun cross country trip for somebody. You know what I mean?
Making history, you know, I think people have ridden their one wheel. I think one guy's ridden his one wheel across Canada and then other people have ridden their one wheels across parts of the country. But I don't know anyone who's ridden their one wheel cross country and back also while doing positive things with the one wheel. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, like once, I don't know if you saw the story and my website is up too. I probably should have plugged that.
Go ahead. Yeah. Before we run, tell us the website.
Yeah. My website is onewheelwing.com. You can get all the information you need regarding what I've already currently done. You can read my crazy story, life story that was posted on Future Motion and shared with the world, which led to even more of an influx of fans and supporters from literally all around the globe because I'm globally number one, not just in the United States. I'm globally number one. And, but go to onewheelwing.com, check out the information. We're going to be updating it with more information and more videos and more content and hope to see you all there. And I appreciate you all for taking the time to hear my story and wish you all the best. And thank you, Jason. You're awesome, dude.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a great idea. Shoot me that video.
Okay, will do. I'm on it today. I'll start working on it today.
All right. Thanks, man. This is going to be awesome.
No problem. And then what is the best way to get this video to you?
Good call. Because sometimes the files can be big.
But Dropbox.
You ever have like a Google Drive or a Dropbox, something like that?
Okay. Okay. Will do. Will do, Jason.
Yep. All right, cool. Sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Jason.